This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Health has been expanding COVID-19 testing beyond hospital patients and frontline healthcare workers. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Hospital systems have had a limited number of tests and have had to prioritize who gets them. Now Denver Health is adding a new group to test outpatients with symptoms of the disease. They must be part of the Denver Health System and make an appointment to be sent to one of three drive-up sites. Dr. Tom McKenzie is Chief Quality Officer at Denver Health.
If we identify people who are positive, we hope that they will isolate themselves and that anyone who has been in contact with them will have a heightened awareness about their potential exposure.
Dr. McKenzie says the expanded testing will help ensure that more people who are contagious stay home. He says the next step will be testing those who are asymptomatic. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Two large venues in Denver are now serving as 24-hour emergency shelters for people experiencing homelessness. Here's Denverite's Donna Bryson.
The Denver Coliseum has room for 300 women with cot space for proper social distancing. The National Western Complex has hosted more than 600 men a night. They have portable showers, and nonprofits have provided staffing, meals, and medical care, including COVID-19 testing. Before the pandemic, emergency shelters in Denver were only open at night. These new shelters are only temporary. It's unclear when events could return to the venues. In the meantime, three other nonprofit emergency shelters are now also open around the clock. I'm Donna Bryson, Denverite.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.